I learned there was a demonstration early this morning, but I was already here, so there's no way I can get opportunity to leave. So I thought, so far as we have equally people who can also see to the situation, we thought they could be able to handle it. But what happened was apparently the people were doing their own the peaceful demonstration until the reinforcements came from Cape Coast, and they all of a sudden started shooting rubber bullets, and some of them got wounded, and they have to send them to Sopon Hospital. So that ginger the entire community on that issue.
You are the MP over there. How grave is the situation for the people to even embark on a peaceful demonstration in the first place?
Apparently, fine, the road is bad, but it's like the road has been awarded to a contractor, and it seems that the people are trying to create an awareness that the job is not going on the way their expectation should be. And on the other hand, when you speak to the contractor, he's also making a different case that there's no funding. He has done some job of which he has not been paid yet. So as a politician, you have to weigh both angles and see how best you can cope. I think the people also have their own right to create an awareness that the government should find ways and means to empower the contractor and also empower the MMU, who are also doing part of the road, for them to have a more trouble. Road.
So are you being briefed up to speed on the situation after the demonstration and the police intervention? Is the situation calm, and what are you saying to your constituents?
Well, it's not easy. For the past few minutes, I spoke to some of them in the place, and they are still peeved. It's not easy. Apparently, what pains them so much is the police intervention, of which some of their colleagues have been wounded.
And who called the police in the first place?
There's a police post at Utiam. And who knows those intelligent information? I may not be the best person to say who called them, but we have a police station at Utiom. It's an unfortunate situation. It's an unfortunate incident. I'm getting ready to go there and go and look at those who has been hospitalized to see how best they will have a speedy treatment. And that is my main concern. So.